From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the raging debate over the Baghdad Diarist. The New Republic published brutal stories by a U.S. soldier about life in combat, but there are big questions about whether they are true.
But first, in Baghdad, a big raid today by U.S. forces in the Shiite neighborhood of Sadr City. The military says at least 30 Iraqi fighters were killed. A dozen others were detained. The strikes were aimed at a militia the U.S. says is targeting American troops and smuggling weapons in from Iran. Joining us now is NPR's Jamie Terabay, who's in Baghdad. And Jamie, tell us more about today's operation.
It isn't the first time that there's been a raid like this inside Sadr City. American forces, especially special forces, have been going in, conducting raids, carrying out airstrikes in Sadr City for the last few weeks and months. It's so hard to go in there. It's a very tightly, the buildings are very close together. And what apparently we understand happened here was that American ground forces met with more resistance in the eastern corner of the slum than they expected, and they called on air support. And in the aftermath of this air attack, they say 30 suspected terrorists were killed and 12 others were detained. Meanwhile, people in Sadr City, including police and people who belong to the Sadr City local office, say that there were no 30 terrorists killed. There were actually 9 civilians killed, and among those were women and children, and there were also 6 people that were injured.
And tell us more about this supposed link with Iran and the supposed weapons smuggling.
Well, this is something that the American military has been pushing for some time. They repeatedly assert that they have evidence that Iran is supplying, arming, funding, training Iraqi militants in Iran to attack American forces. And one of the particular weapons that they've been using, the Americans call the explosively formed penetrator, which is a very sophisticated piece of weaponry that is able to pierce armed cars and the Humvees, which basically has resulted in more spectacular attacks. They're able to, instead of just slightly damaging the vehicles, actually destroy the vehicles and kill everyone inside. So they're much more deadly. The Americans say they've seen increased use of them. And in fact, in the last month, the American military says that attacks from Shiite militias believed to be sponsored in some way or another by Iran has accounted for about 2/3 of the U.S. troop deaths, especially in the last month.
Jamie, meanwhile, though, there are some diplomatic conversations going on between the U.S. and Iran. What's going on there?
Well, I think they're trying to do things politically as well as militarily. When the U.S. ambassador met with his Iranian counterpart a couple of weeks ago in Baghdad, it was the second of their groundbreaking meetings. You know, they're trying to pursue things on both tracks, both politically and militarily.
Well, thank you very much. That's NPR's Jamie Terabay in Baghdad.
Thank you.